Welcome to episode 900 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We have finally come to the end of our search for Jesus in every book of the Old Testament, which we started a year ago. We will continue by highlighting Jesus in each book of the New Testament. But before we move ahead, let's look back.
Finding Jesus in the Old Testament involves recognizing the numerous ways in which the texts foreshadow and predict his coming, his character, his mission, and the theological implications of his life, death, and resurrection. There are several methods through which Jesus can be discovered in the Old Testament. Prophecies. The most direct method is through specific prophecies that point to the Messiah. These include predictions about his birth, his ministry, his death, and his eternal reign. These prophecies provide links to Jesus as the fulfillment of Old Testament messianic expectations. Types and shadows. Many Old Testament figures and events serve as types or shadows of Christ. This typology extends to individuals like Adam, Moses, David, and Melchizedek, who prefigure Christ in various ways, such as being mediators, kings, priests, or prophets. Similarly, events like the Passover, with the sacrificial lamb representing Christ's sacrifice, or the Day of Atonement, pointing to Christ's atonement for sin, prefigure New Testament realities. Theophanies, appearances of the angel of the Lord, or other divine manifestations in the Old Testament, are sometimes interpreted as pre-incarnate appearances of Christ. These encounters highlight the divine interaction with humanity, suggesting a Christological presence before the incarnation. Themes of redemption and covenant. The overarching narrative of redemption that runs through the Old Testament, including covenant relationships God establishes with his people, points forward to the new covenant in Christ. This includes the promises made to Abraham, the Mosaic covenant, and the Davidic covenant, all of which find their fulfillment in Jesus, the ultimate seed of Abraham, the perfect lawgiver, and the eternal king from David's line. Wisdom, literature, and Psalms. In wisdom literature, Jesus is the embodiment of wisdom. The Psalms frequently point to Christ, either through direct messianic Psalms, like Psalm 110, or through the experiences of the psalmist that reflect Christ's sufferings and exaltation. Moral and ethical teachings. The ethical teachings of the Old Testament, calling for justice, mercy, and humility, are foundational to Jesus' teachings. He often quoted or expounded upon these principles, deepening their meaning and showing their fulfillment in his life and work. Genealogies and royal promises. The genealogies that trace Jesus' lineage to key Old Testament figures like Abraham and David emphasize the fulfillment of God's promises through specific family lines, showing Jesus as the culmination of God's redemptive plan. Eschatological promises. The promises of a new creation, a new heavens and earth, and a coming ideal king and kingdom in the prophets also point to Jesus, who in the New Testament is the initiator of this cosmic renewal. Messianic expectations and roles. Throughout the Old Testament, there are expectations of a coming Messiah who would fulfill roles as prophet, priest, and king. These roles are perfectly fulfilled in Jesus, who is prophetically declared in Deuteronomy 18, priestly in the order of Melchizedek, as noted in Psalms and expounded in Hebrews, and kingly as prophesied in 2 Samuel and revealed in the Gospels. Each of these methods provides insights that deepen the understanding of the continuity between the Old and New Testaments, revealing how the whole Bible is unified in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
In Genesis, Jesus is the seed of the woman who will crush the serpent's head, and the descendant of Abraham through whom all nations will be blessed. In Exodus, Jesus is the Passover lamb whose blood saves from death and the true bread from heaven, the manna that sustains life. In Leviticus, Jesus is the high priest who makes atonement for sin and the ultimate sacrifice, fulfilling all offerings prescribed in the law. In Numbers, Jesus is represented by the bronze serpent that when lifted up brings healing, and he is the star out of Jacob who would have dominion. In Deuteronomy, Jesus is the prophet like Moses whom people should listen to and the one who writes the law not on tablets of stone but on human hearts. In Joshua, Jesus is the true leader who brings his people into the promised land, fulfilling Joshua's role as deliverer. In Judges, Jesus is the ultimate judge and savior of his people, who delivers them from their enemies and leads them to true peace. In Ruth, Jesus is the kinsman redeemer, as Boaz was to Ruth, symbolizing Christ's redemption of his bride, the church. In 1 Samuel, Jesus is the true king of Israel, foreshadowed by David's anointing and his heart for God. In 2 Samuel, Jesus is the fulfillment of God's promise to David to establish a throne that will last forever. In 1 Kings, Jesus is greater than Solomon, possessing wisdom and building a temple not made with hands. In 2 Kings, Jesus is the fulfillment of the line of David preserved through judgments and exile, demonstrating God's faithfulness. In 1 Chronicles, Jesus is the son of David who reigns eternally, as promised in the Davidic covenant. In 2 Chronicles, Jesus is the true temple of God where his people meet with him, symbolized by the temple that Solomon builds. In Ezra, Jesus is the restorer of the temple and the gatherer of exiles, bringing back his people to true worship. In Nehemiah, Jesus is the rebuilder of the broken walls of human lives, providing protection and restoration to his people. In Esther, Jesus is the advocate who stands in the gap for his people, ensuring their deliverance, as Esther did for the Jews. In Job, Jesus is the living redeemer who vindicates his people, offering hope beyond suffering. In Psalms, Jesus is the suffering righteous one, the eternal king, and the Son of Man. In Proverbs, Jesus is the personification of wisdom, inviting all to learn from him for a life well lived. In Ecclesiastes, Jesus is the one who provides meaning and purpose to life under the sun, fulfilling what is otherwise vanity. In the Song of Solomon, Jesus is the bridegroom, expressing divine love for his bride, the church. In Isaiah, Jesus is the suffering servant and the Prince of Peace, bringing salvation to all nations. In Jeremiah, Jesus is the righteous branch from David's line and the new covenant that writes his law on human hearts. In Lamentations, Jesus is the embodiment of God's mercy and faithfulness, mourning over the sins of his people yet providing new mercies every morning. In Ezekiel, Jesus is the shepherd who gathers his scattered sheep, and the temple through which God's presence is made known. In Daniel, Jesus is the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven, given everlasting dominion. In Hosea, Jesus is the faithful husband who loves and redeems the unfaithful bride, restoring her to himself. In Joel, Jesus is the one who pours out his spirit on all flesh, initiating the great and dreadful day of the Lord. In Amos, Jesus is the plumb line of righteousness and the restorer of the fallen booth of David. In Obadiah, Jesus is the deliverance on Mount Zion and the kingdom that shall be the Lord's. In Jonah, Jesus is the greater Jonah, offering salvation to the Gentiles and spending 3 days in the heart of the earth. In Micah, Jesus is the ruler from Bethlehem, who shepherds his people with strength and majesty. In Nahum, Jesus is the avenger of God's elect, proclaiming peace and overthrowing the wicked. In Habakkuk, Jesus is the one who brings faith to life, the righteous shall live by his faith. In Zephaniah, Jesus is the mighty warrior who saves and rejoices over his people with gladness. In Haggai, Jesus is the desire of all nations, who brings greater glory to the latter house by his presence. In Zechariah, Jesus is the pierced one whom all nations will mourn, and the humble king riding on a donkey. In Malachi, Jesus is the son of righteousness who rises with healing in his wings, and the purifier of the sons of Levi.
As we conclude our journey through the Old Testament, we have seen the myriad ways Jesus is anticipated, from prophecies and theophanies to types and symbols, all culminating in a rich tapestry that sets the stage for his revelation in the New Testament.
Father, thank you for the depth and breadth of your word, through which we see the shadows of Christ in the Old Testament, pointing to his full revelation in the New. May our hearts be enlightened by these truths, fostering a deeper love and understanding of your redemptive plan through Jesus.
That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. today.